Somebody shout hallelujah. Beloved, praise the Lord. You are welcome to the episode 12 of the season 6 of Biblical Furnaces. In episode 11, we flag false humility, which destroys individuals and churches before God and man. We said that false humility and pride constitute affronts to the person and work of Jesus Christ. We must therefore, as Christians, not accommodate it in our individual lives and certainly in the Church of God. In this season finale, let us recap what we talked about in the entire season, from episode 1 of the season to episode 11. Beloved, the season 6 of Biblical Furnaces is about what the church should be in reality. The church should be one. In other words, it should be united, number one. It should be holy, number two. It should be Catholic. In other words, it should be universal. And number four, the church should be apostolic. So from episode 1 to 9, we unpack these descriptors of the church to underline the following point. Our point number one, taken from episode 1 of this season, is the fact that when Jesus prayed to God in John 17:11, he prayed for the unity of the church. So when our tongue or hearts break up a fellowship, we become antagonists to the prayer of Jesus Christ. We must be careful, even if we are offended rightly or wrongly. We must not be an opposing figure to the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. In episode 2, we said the church today is mostly at war instead of being one. The church today, mostly, when you look at the media, is at war with itself instead of being one. We said the lack of meekness among brothers and sisters in the same fellowship destroys oneness in the church. That was in episode 2. In episode 3, we continue our talk on oneness or unity. We said the oneness or unity of the church is preserved through what? Through prayers, not through meetings and meetings that bear no fruit. The Jesus example in John 17 shows that every leader should be a praying leader to witness strengthened faith, fulfillment, and fruitfulness, all within a sense of unity in that fellowship or church. In episode 4, we talked about what can actually destroy unity in the church. In episode 4, we talked about a drift in doctrine. We said a drift in doctrine leads to a shift in the intent of the teachings of Jesus. A drift in doctrine is based on the wisdom of man. It is not based on the wisdom of God. Certainly, it is not based on the Bible, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So, as children of God, we must avoid a drift in doctrine to help others abide in Christ. Because when a drift in doctrine occurs, people don't abide in Christ. That was in our episode 4. And we foreground our discourse with John chapter 8, verse 31. In episode 5, we carry on with our talk on a drift in doctrine. We said a drift in doctrine of Jesus divides the church, but Jesus unites us. So when people are using the wisdom of man, calling it doctrine, they're actually dividing the fold. So the danger of false doctrine goes beyond division to include swift destruction. That's what the Bible said in Titus 1:11. We shall not be swiftly destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we need to be careful when we call ourselves children of God. A drift in doctrine due to dishonest personal gain is rampant and should be called out when we see it. That's what we talked about in episode 5 of this season. In episode 6, we talked about two types of church that intertwine. We said the invisible church that connects everyone with solid faith in Christ exists within the visible church that everyone can see. In other words, a lot of people cannot see the invisible church of our Lord Jesus Christ. However, both types of church will coexist as they have been coexist before today. But be rest assured that Jesus Christ knows his own. That's what we said in episode 6. In episode 7, we said the church is holy. Despite the rampant sins common today, because we are living in perilous times, the church of our Lord Jesus Christ is holy. The church of Jesus Christ is holy. And that church is the invisible church, which is set apart as holy and seen by God as holy. Then in episode 8 of this season, we said the church of God is not only holy, it is also Catholic, meaning it is universal. In other words, it doesn't belong to a particular race, tribe, or set of people, or class of people. And we use Galatians 3:28 to anchor our talk. In episode 9, beloved, we said the church of God is equally apostolic. All this covers the Nicene Creed, the four creed. It is the church of Jesus Christ is founded on the apostles as the founding stones, while our Lord Jesus Christ remains the chief cornerstone. That is incontrovertible. So we use the building metaphors used in the Bible to foreground the fact that the apostles are the founding stones and Jesus Christ remains the chief cornerstone of the church. So, this metaphor is not subject to any manipulation by the wisdom of man. That was our talk in episode 9. Beloved, in episode 10 of BP season 6, we said that the true church of Jesus Christ continues in the apostolic doctrine and fellowship. If a church, a denomination, a mission is that of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will continue in the footsteps of what the Lord Jesus Christ has given to the apostles. And how do we know this? The true churches, they observe the ordinances, such as breaking of the bread, drinking of wine, in other words, the Lord's Supper. And of course, they continue in prayer, steadfast prayer. They are steadfast in prayer. Acts 2:42. So these are markers of the true church of Jesus Christ. And this mark, as we said, is complemented by discipline. The Lord Almighty, God Himself, did not like disorderliness or indiscipline. In fact, in the Old Testament, if you read many examples, He acts swiftly against indiscipline. Then in the previous episode, episode 11, we said that where there is false humility, there's no oneness. In other words, there's no unity. We said where there is false humility, there's no holiness. We said that where there is false humility, there's no universal brotherhood. The church is not Catholic. And certainly, where there's false humility, the apostolic foundation of the church is missing. So, all believers must guide against false humility. Full stop. So, beloved, the above 11 points sums up the season that we have had. What a wonderful season. Our closing remark will come from where we actually started in episode 1 of this season. We started from John 17, verse 10 to 12. And today, we'd like to lay emphasis on verse 11 and 12. But let us read the text. John 17, verse 10, I'm reading from the NIV version. All I have is yours, says our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 10. And all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. Jesus was talking to God the Father himself now. Verse 11, Jesus said, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. Who are they? The apostles. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. Verse 12. While I was with them, Jesus said, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. The name that is above every other name. Therefore, none has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that the scripture will be fulfilled. We shall not be doomed to destruction in the mighty name of Jesus. So, beloved, as we run to a close, what does John 17:11 that I just read, what does it mean to us? That verse indicates that Jesus said, he is no longer in the world. Why? Jesus said it because his departure was imminent. He was at the tail end of his earthly ministry. He thus was able to pray for his disciples because he was leaving them behind. A prayer that is extended to you and I today. So you can confidently say, wherever you are listening to this podcast, that Jesus Christ prayed for me. As long as you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. So he had to pray because his disciples were faced and are still facing temptation, trials, and persecutions when they profess the good news. As captured, rightly captured in John 15. Verse 18 to John 16, verse 4. From John 15, verse 18 to John 16, verse 4. Those passages that I've just quoted shows the word hatred. Not because of where you come from, but because you are sharing the good news. So Jesus had to pray because he knew it was going to happen and it's still happening today. So Jesus prayed for our protection from the workings and natures of the world as we know it today. The prayer of Jesus was vital because his disciples had to stay in the world to continue God's plan concerning redemption. The story of the Bible is the story of redemption and the planting of more churches. So Jesus prayed for our protection at the beginning, before he left. Jesus, in calling on the Holy Father, flagged holiness as the basis for our separation from the world. He flagged holiness. He said, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name. In the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are. Beloved, Jesus prayed for the protection and preservation of the disciples, you and I, to promote the unity of the church, patterned after the unity of Jesus Christ and the Father. So, beloved, let us close. In conclusion, practical wisdom. The final practical wisdom of the Synthesis of Biblical Furnaces. Beloved, from episode 1 to 11, from John 17 and 11 that I've just read, and from other similar texts, we can see that only God has kept the church. Why? Because Jesus prayed for that specifically. Incontrovertible evidence from our key verse, John 17:11, shows that Jesus asked God to keep those God gave him, starting with the apostolic fathers. Today, I put it to you and I, and because I believe it, the church is standing because Jesus prayed, not because somebody can speak nicely and gyrate on one pulpit or the other. No, but because Jesus prayed. And because Jesus prayed, and his hands were clean, and he was one with the Father, according to John chapter 1, God answered the prayer. So, should be our response? We must therefore look up to Jesus alone, in the open and in our closet, in all aspects of life. That is the biblical furnaces. Jesus prayed, God answered, so he's the only one that is the author and finisher of our faith, the only one that we must look up to as long as we are in the church. On the face of planet Earth. So, beloved, we continue with practical wisdom in season 7 of BP. Till then, may the Lord, the Holy Father, keep you, and keep you. In Jesus' most precious name, we are praying. Father, we thank you for all the episodes of BP season 6. We thank you for ministry into our heart. Lord Jesus, as you kept the Holy Father's based on the prayers of Jesus, please keep us to the very end. Let us also finish well and finish strong. Let us make it to heaven where we are here, relevant. where we are, everything is relevant. In Jesus' most precious name, we are praying. Beloved, if you enjoy this episode, please like us on our various media platforms and also join us at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Restoration House online or on site in Bloemfontein, South Africa. We welcome comments from you. Please use all our platforms on Facebook as well as YouTube. Till we come to you in the next episode of Biblical Phronesis, may the Lord keep you safe and blessed. May He shower you with divine wisdom daily to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus.